What is your pearl of great price? What matters to you more than anything? I think obviously hearing the scriptures today, we know the right answer. But what's the true answer? I remember when I was young, I had the really old first Nintendo that came out. And I started playing that for hours a day. And I just remember if my parents ever threatened to ground me by taking it away, I would do anything they asked. I was so addicted to that game. It was my pearl of great price. And if you took it away from me, it was like the end of the world. As I grew older, you may not believe this, but I had a full thick head of hair in my teenage years. And I would spend 20 minutes combing every bit of hair, every line. And my mom was a barber, and she'd give me a different hair design or whatever every few weeks. And I was just utterly vain about my hair. And then it got taken away. Today, I think if someone were to take away our cell phones, especially for kids, and the impact we know it's having on their mental health and the addiction it's causing and the lack of more parental control and discipline and limitations on their access, if you took away their cell phones, they would go into complete and utter meltdown. It would be absolute chaos. And most parents bend and yield to the child's temper tantrum, only to give it back to them, to fall deeper into depression and mental illness. What is your pearl of great price? Maybe it's not something so vain as your hair. Maybe it's something important like your health, or your children, or your marriage, or your house, or your job, or your car. And the moment that gets taken away, it's like our world has ended. How many people have lost a house or a marriage or separated from their children for some reason? And for them, it was the end of the world. And they sadly even attempted to or actually took their lives. What is our pearl of great price? What really matters to us more than anything? Oftentimes we pray for that. Lord, help me keep this, or help me get that, or Lord, help me to maintain whatever that is. And then when God allows it to be taken away, we get angry, we stop praying, we reject the faith, we doubt in God's existence, when God is actually doing us a great favor. He allows us to lose what matters most to us so that we can ask ourselves what should matter most to us. By me losing my hair, I spend far less time bothering with it and more time to do more important things. With your children and their cell phones or their computer games, imagine if they helped around the house, the number of hours they played every day on their phones or their computers, what your house would look like. Your spouse, right? Watching hours and hours of television. Imagine if they put that aside and dedicated that to talking with you or your children or helping around the house or doing something meaningful and life-changing. Sometimes God allows these things to be taken away, and when He does, it's a gift to force us to realize that the pearl of great price is not God's commands. It's things that we have clung to in our hearts. And when He allows those things to be taken away, even our health, it allows us to ask ourselves, what matters most to me? Why am I living? And if what I'm living for, is it worth dying for? The psalmist today repeated again and again as our choir sung, Lord, I love your commands. When we're in a relationship of give and take with God, when our religion is a business association, the commands are not very important to us. In fact, the rules of the church are a burden. They're exhausting, they're impossible, they're unrealistic, they're archaic, they're ridiculous, and so on and so forth. When I'm in a business transaction with God, God, I'll come to Mass on Sunday, but you have to give me this and this and this, because if you don't, I'm not coming anymore. It's a business. There's no relationship, there's no salvation, only wailing and grinding of teeth at the moment of death. But when we're in a relationship with God, because we realize how much He loves us, and we accept that gift of His love, then the commandments and teachings of the church are the pathway to authentic freedom and joy. Kids, when they're young, are always asking, how come, or how do you do this, or how do you do that? And as annoying as it might be, they do so because they want to learn. They want to become independent. Even your 1 or 2 year old, no, mommy, I'll do it. I'll do it. That's a good thing. You want the children to become independent so they can take care of themselves. In a similar way, we want to be able to accept the gift of God's love and to learn His commandments and to live them so as to become independent children of God, to experience authentic freedom and happiness that comes from when we keep His commands, so that if or when God takes away the things that matter to us most, the words of St. Paul in today's second reading can make sense. Brothers and sisters, we know that all things work for good for those who love God. Even the loss of health, the loss of home, the loss of our job, or silly things like the loss of our hair. All things work for good, because as God strips us away of what is not essential, we're forced to ask ourselves what is or what should be. The pearl of great price that Christ invites us to give up everything to acquire is the gift of our faith. And we live it out not only by going to Mass each Sunday and confessing on a regular basis, but also by learning the teachings of the Church and loving them and praying for the grace to live them. Because when we do, it's not this God who is enforcing rules to control us, but instead a loving Father who teaches us so that we can really be happy and truly free from the vices that want to reign in our hearts. Lord, my God, you have made me your servant, as King Solomon prayed. He asked not for wealth or power or the death of his enemies, but an understanding heart. We may not understand intellectually what God does and why he does it, but that we would have an understanding heart to know that he loves us and that his laws are the path to freedom and his teachings will bring us authentic joy. To understand that maybe the things that matter to us most shouldn't, and that there's something much more important at hand. But ultimately, the choice must be ours. God delighted in Solomon's request. I want an understanding heart. And so he responded, I will give you a heart so wise and understanding that there has never been anyone like you up until now. And after you will come no one to equal you. Surely if we ask God for the same, not only will he delight in our request, but answer it according to our ability. What is the pearl of great price in your life? Maybe it would be a blessing if God allowed it to be taken away, so that we might finally be free to realize what matters most and to walk in that relationship of love that he invites us to, and that his commands guide us toward. Only then can we find real freedom and the joy we long for.